Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home and start packing. Get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. We will get back into some college football as spent just a little bit of time on it yesterday. Obviously didn't have as much time to spend on that given what happened to the Falcons on Sunday. But we'll talk a little about what went down last weekend and start looking ahead to this Saturday as well. Just a great slate of games coming up in college football. Some good games even on Friday too.
Yeah,
some
man.
Fun ones on Friday night in college. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12.
I got a question about the game last night. Because I was in the car because I was going to pick up Sans from practice. So I listened to the first half in the game. And on 929 and Westwood One coverage, and Kurt Warner was the play by play guy or
okay.
The analyst or whatever.
The analyst, yeah.
And he said, "Oh, can't believe he's going for it on fourth down. Can we stop? Dan Campbell's going to go for it on fourth down.
You can't believe.
I mean,
have you not been watching?
Like Kurt was like, you should said Kurt was like, you know me, I would have went got the points. But well, yeah, Kurt, he goes for it on fourth down.
It's one of the things that he does.
Yeah, that's one of the things that he does. He goes for it on fourth down.
They did it late,
and they got it.
Yeah,
and they got it. But I was listening to Kurt last, and I was like, oh,
yeah, I know.
He's going to go for it.
Yep.
All right. He doesn't have big stones. He's had big stones.
Yeah,
okay?
They are.
We know this.
It's bona fide.
Yes, they are. We know this. You don't have to – every time he goes for it on fourth down. But, yeah, I was like, God.
That is funny. Like, depending on how comfortable you are, you can all – because, look, none of us can cuss on the radio,
yes.
Right? But you can tell how comfortable somebody is with cussing off the air based on how they say big stones. Because, like, Reese Davis, who I don't think has ever cussed in his life – says like intestinal fortitude.
Yes.
And then like other people will say onions
yeah.
or brass balls or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
we're just all finding different ways to say we think the guy, you know, he's brave. Whatever
yes.
goes for
yes.
it. But like I think you can learn a lot about somebody's off air cussing based on how they talk about Dan Campbell's you know.
Okay. Never thought about it till you just said that.
Intestinal fortitude.
Intestinal fortitude. I don't think I've ever used that word.
No, of course not.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever I'm an acronym. I tell you, I love
you've cussed more today than Reese Davis has
probably
in his whole life.
Yeah, probably.
And that's not a criticism of the man. That's how he is. Be yourself.
Be yourself always. Don't ever cuss because other people are cussing.
Well, because we can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cussers know.
Cussers know.
Well, but if you said testicular fortitude, that's too close to cussing for Reese Davis. He says intestinal.
Well, the intestines are connected somewhere.
It's all connected.
Yeah, it's all connected somehow. It's all, connected. It's all tangled up down there.
We had the brief conversation about that at the house the other day because, you know, Lily's 5, so she's starting to have questions about all kinds of stuff. She's like, what do you mean your food turns into? It's like, well, yeah, I mean, that's what that is.
Right.
Like when you go to the bathroom, that's stuff you ate earlier or drank or whatever. She's like, how does that happen? I'm like, well, I don't really know. I mean, you know, it goes in there and then there's intestines and stuff and then... You know, and then later on it comes out.
Go read a book, man.
Yeah. I don't,
goodness
I don't really
gracious,
know.
No question. But why?
I'm not a dietitian.
But why? But why?
That's how it is. That's how it works.
Yeah.
It's how your body works.
But why? Yeah.
Just like when Boone in the backyard. That's the dog food.
Yeah, but why?
Or your food that you give him too often.
Yes. Oh, she'd be sneaking food to him?
Yeah. Come on. Goldfish crackers. Those aren't cheap. Those little Pepperidge Farm goldfishes.
Yeah, but get them at the Costco.
That's not dog treats.
36 packs. Crackers.
Those are kid treats. Yeah, we get the giant milk carton of them.
Oh, so I can't do the milk cartons.
How come?
I'd rather do the bags. It's easier for me, the bags.
Just take it with you. I know, because every time I get the milk carton out, I have to get a little tiny bowl.
Yes.
And then they're definitely going to spill it. And then Boone gets a treat.
Yeah, give me the bag.
Simple as that.
Yeah, give me the bag. Give me the bag on everything. Don't do anything freewheeling. Even the chips. Give me the little chip bags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dog.
That's good thinking.
Yeah, it saved a lot of mess. But now his thing is, he those seaweed chips. I love them. Mm. The paper chips. He loves them things, dude. He just eats them all over the damn house. So it's like his little driplets are everywhere. And then when you see Nico sniffing, you know that's where it is.
Where's Bash? Just follow the
just
trail.
Just follow the damn trail. Follow the trail of seaweed and follow Nico. Follow Nico, because Nico walks behind him all day because he knows he's going to drop some damn food.
That's not a nice healthy snack for everybody, though.
All day, man.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, let's start with the Falcons head coach Raheem Morris talking about working with the quarterback Michael Penix this week.
I don't want to say curious because I know he's going to respond because, you know, being around him, I know how he is. I know what he is. I mean, he's a big-time competitor. So, like, I'm actually looking forward to it. Like, you never want to say you're happy it happened, but I can't wait to see the response. I'm actually more encouraged with Michael Penix's behavior today and his movement today for this franchise and for our team than ever. Like, I can't wait until Wednesday.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
I'm not happy it happened. Yeah. I'll say
no,
that.
No, I don't like that. I hate that phrase where you're happy that it happened or the loss.
This could be the best
thing. This could be the best thing. No.
Winning 30-0 would have been the best
thing. Yeah, nobody wants to see you go out there and get your ass whipped.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, he's got to bounce back from it. They all do. You know, but mainly him. You know, he's got to bounce back from this. And I mean, I won't determine the character of a football player, his football character, if he doesn't play great. You know what I mean? But I just think that, you know, it's a thing where it's an up and down league. And the hardest position to play, in my opinion, in professional sports is the quarterback position. And the younger you are, the harder it is.
And the hardest thing to do is be consistent.
Yes. And you mentioned that a couple weeks ago. I mean, that's what makes great players. I mean, obviously, your God-given ability and all those things, but how consistent can you be?
Even the guys that became the best of the best,
yes,
when they were young, tended to be fairly inconsistent.
Yeah, I mean, you can talk about Peyton Manning and everything. I thought because of what C.J. Stroud and what Jaden Daniels did back-to-back years as far as rookie quarterback, I think people got an assumption that's how it's supposed to be. Well, you've seen they kind of went backwards a little bit.
Certainly C.J. has.
You know, and we don't know what Jaden's going to be. He's been all right this year. He's been great.
Right.
But at the same time, he's hurt, missed last game. I think he's probably going to miss this game, too, against the Falcons.
Kind of sounding
like it. Yeah, sounds like he's probably going to miss this game against the Falcons. But, yeah, just being consistent is going to be the thing. And the thing with it is, you know, I think Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. I played against younger Tom in the league. They didn't ask Tom to do nothing. Mm-hmm. They said defense. We go, hey, you know what? There's a guy named Corey Dillon that don't want to be in damn Cincinnati. Yeah. Let's go get him.
Let's go get him and
Marshall. Let's go get Travis. Oh, God, dog, I was here. Falk. Let's go get him. Let him run.
Kevin
Falk. Let him run option routes all day. And let's get these little zip zoop guys and who can just dink and dunk to him.
We got 7 Hall of Famers on defense.
Yes.
Let's just not turn the ball over. And win a bunch
of
games.
So, I mean, it's all about
you're
a collective.
You're not in that position.
Yeah, it's not a collective. It's a collective thing. But at the same time, he's got to play better. They got to play better around him, period.
Yep. Simple as that. Hopefully they do. We'll get to assuming Jaden Daniels doesn't play, and we'll find out. Like, this has got it's got the makings of an all-time terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After last,
because
it's not just Marcus.
Yeah.
Head coach is Dan Quinn.
Yeah, no game balls.
Yeah,
no game balls.
Why does the universe
insist game
on
balls
doing this to the Falcons fans?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Uh-huh.
Why does it have to be like this?
Uh-huh. No game balls.
Let them have nice things every once.
No
in a while.
No game balls.
As soon as you like.
Okay.
Yeah, we got all week to do that. Great play by Aiden Hutchinson last night. Let's hear it.
Jackson hands it to Henry.
Ball, balls out. Picked up by the Lions. They've got it inside the 20-yard line. DJ Reed with the football in his hands. The Lions stripped it away from Derrick Henry. What a big turn of events, and the Lions have got it now.
Detroit went there with a purpose. and a game plan where they're just going to run it down their throat. Jared Goff made some great throws last night, especially on fourth down to St. Brown.
Speaking of
he's so damn nice. That touchdown that he's caught when he's motioned and then hit him with the stutter step, oh, my God, what a throw, what a freaking catch. He's such a big-time player to me. I mean, I just love his energy that he plays with. He plays with that funk bottom. Lamar was great till he wasn't. I mean, he got sacked seven times.
Yeah,
Detroit's gameplay. He talked about it after the game. They had a spy on him, and so they did a great job. But for Baltimore not to have 100 yards rushing between him and Derrick Henry,
even with the
punch out. But yeah, Detroit went in there with a game plan and a mindset. We're going to run right at them.
Yep, and I think they're going to do that to a lot of teams.
Yep.
I mean, they had 220 yards combined between David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. They have an incredible offensive line, and they just like, you know, I know that they only highlight the little clips of great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blocking of great run plays, but man, it's beautiful to watch them block their run game.
Dude, they say since 2002, the last time the Baltimore Ravens gave up a 95-yard drive was 2002. They got two last night.
Yeah. I remember.
They got two last night.
I flipped it on. I watched the beginning, and then I was kind of out of it for a while. Flipped it on, like, late third quarter. They got the ball. It was first and 10 on the 4.
Yes.
Two plays later, it was first and goal on the 9.
Yeah.
It's like, dang.
Yeah, man.
They do that so
man.
Fast.
Big run. That was a big run.
David Montgomery, big huge run, 72-yard run.
But, yeah. Not worried about Baltimore, but just
a little worried about their defense, maybe.
I mean, I think, you know, they didn't have the best, their all-world, all-pro. He wasn't playing last night, but still. I mean, the way they were double-teaming inside, it really probably didn't matter.
Yeah, I know the Lions are going to do that to a lot of teams in the run game, for sure. And that wrapped up week three. So, Lions are 2-1 after the week one loss. The Ravens are 1-2, and the Chiefs are 1-2, and they play on Sunday.
Yes.
So one of those two teams is going to be 1-3 after four games, which is crazy to
Lamar
think.
Lamar is 1-5 against Pat, I think.
Oh, is that right? 1-6
against
Pat.
Wow.
One of those teams that is pretty good, as far as I know, is going to be 1-3 to start the season. Ooh. Nick Bosa tore his ACL.
Yeah, second time.
Dang.
Same knee, so he's going to be out for the year. I know they thought some initial reports, they thought it was going to be okay, but they showed a video of him looking up. I'm assuming he's looking at his family up there, pointed down, thumbs down. So, that's a big loss. So, Michael and those guys, they went and got Huff. Remember, they brought Huff over from Philly or the Jets?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they got edge rushes. Michael is still a young player, but, I mean, Nicky Bosa is one of the premier defensive end because he can play the run and the pass. So, yeah, that's a big damn loss. They lose everybody. Somebody get hurt every damn week.
The 49ers.
Somebody get hurt every damn week.
And yet they're 3-0.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
It's crazy.
No matter.
And Mac Jones got hurt.
Yes.
The backup quarterback got hurt last week. I mean, I think he's going to be okay,
right,
but he got banged up last week. So, yeah, I know. It's crazy. 49ers, Chargers, and who else is in that list? Those two are always hurt. Speaking of that, Najee Harris, Achilles injury.
Yeah,
he's out for the season.
Watching the play bunk, because I'm sitting there watching the game, and all he did, he was coming, he's his regular approach to the line of scrimmage, just like it's going to be a play action pass, and took one step and was down. And so, and he took his helmet off. He already knew it, man. So just hate it because, you know, he came into the season with the whole thing with the 4th of July situation. And everybody loved Najee. So
what was the 4th?
Remember the firecracker thing? Remember the eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so that sucks for him.
Don't play with fireworks.
Yeah, that sucks. And CeeDee Lamb's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. They also lost their starting one, another offensive lineman also.
Cowboys did?
Yeah, the Cowboys did.
They're in bad shape.
They're in bad shape. And Micah's coming to town this week. Coming off of a loss where their coach is pissed at them.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's so mad about thinking ahead and all that other crap.
Yeah, they're up by double digits with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter to the Browns, but they lost.
I think my favorite part about this weekend was that somebody asked Jerry Jones if they were going to do a video tribute to Micah. I love it.
That's an awesome question.
I love it. They said,
what did he say?
Hell no. Yeah, hell no. Jerry ain't doing no video tribute to Micah.
What do you think Micah's going to do?
Oh, man.
Like,
with a decimated offensive line?
How high of an expectation is too high of an expectation?
I would go 2.5 sacks.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
That's like a Sunday for Micah.
Yeah.
I was thinking like.
You think like 4?
Like 6.
You think I'll have like a Derek Thomas day?
Maybe not 8.
Yeah.
Maybe not eight. Like, but like 5.
Yeah.
Limp out of that game.
Only way they're stopping him is if they hold him.
That's it.
This is the only way
This dude is going to be so amped up.
Oh, my God.
They're banged up on the line.
I guess there could be a 2 amped up. Like, you can be 2,
they're banged up on the offensive line. CD's out. They can't. Well, they can run a little bit. They can run a little bit.
You don't want to be Dak on Sunday.
Woo!
Oh, man.
Damn.
What else? James Conner suffered an ankle injury as
well
with the Cardinals. I did not realize he was still their lead running
back. Yeah, dog.
That man has been around for a while.
It was a nasty one, too. It was nasty. They had some issues this weekend out there before that. I saw that Marvin Harrison was crying. Marvin Jr. was crying. He dropped some passes. It happened, son. And I know it's not going where you wanted to go, and you're probably reading your comments and all that other stuff, calling you a bum and stuff. So his feelings were hurt.
You're not a bum.
You're not a bum.
You're not a bum. You're a very good wide receiver. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.